想给为大家念出来。愿为第四章第三节到第三节，
让我看看三节，
大家听。他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是上了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走不困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人就对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要求水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你所说话的给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己的儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这里打这么远打水了。”耶稣说：“与其叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有了五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是个先知，我们的祖宗在这山里拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”当下门徒回来就兴起耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
This passage is one of my favorite episodes in the Bible.
这段经文记载的是我对于圣经里最喜爱的一段。
It records a rather private conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
这是记录到耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人中间一段非常单独的谈话。
I guess what I like about it is it seems so real.
我喜欢这段谈话，因为它对我而言是这么样的真实。
It seems so vivid.
非常的生动。
You can almost see it taking place.
可能在我们的心里都可以看到这一幅图画。
Even though we don't know the name of this woman.
虽然这个妇女的名字我们不知道。
She seems like she could be someone we know.
但她很可能是一个我们今天认识的一个人。
And even though this event has taken place 2,000 years ago.
虽然这件事情在2000年以前发生。
It just seems so contemporary.
但是却是一个最现代的故事。
Like a scene that could have played out last week.
可能就上礼拜这一幕就发生过。
Let me just go back and give you a bit of background.
我现在回去给大家一点背景。
At the beginning of this passage, it says Jesus was in Judea.
一开始的时候告诉我们耶稣在犹太地。
And in the southern part of Israel.
是在以色列国的南端。
Probably near Jerusalem.
可能靠近耶路撒冷。
He decided to travel to the northern region of Galilee.
他决定要走到以色列的北边的加勒利。
And to do so, it says he had to go through Samaria.
圣经告诉我们，他必须要经过撒玛利亚。
And if we look at this on a map,
如果我们看一下地图的话
here's a map of he starts in Judea.
所以他是从犹太就是那个红圈圈那里。
And he is going north to the area of Galilee.
他要往北走到加利利。
In between is the area of Samaria.
在这两个之间就叫撒玛利亚。
It says that he had to go through Samaria.
在这里说他必须要经过撒玛利亚。
And it's this Samaria, see, there is a place called Sychar.
在那里有个小城叫叙加。
And there's a very famous well there. This is Jacob's well.
有一个非常有名的井，叫做雅各的井。
Now, the phrase that he's has to go to Samaria is curious.
事实上，他必须要经过这个很特殊的形容。
Because Samaria is where the Samaritans live.
因为撒玛利亚是撒玛利亚人住的地方。
Today it is part of the West Bank.
而在今天的西岸。
Palestinian territory.
是Palestine的地方。
It is a place where there has been a lot of bloodshed over the years.
事实上，在这个地方过去有很多流血的事件。
But the problems that exist between the Jews and the Arabs today are somewhat similar to the problems that existed in those days between the Jews and the Samaritans.
今天以色列人跟阿拉伯人中间的冲突。非常反映到当时犹太人跟撒玛利亚人中间。
The Samaritans were mixed breeds, migrants who came to Judea during the time the Jews were in the Assyrian captivity.
事实上，撒玛利亚人是有一半是跟人混血的，而且有一些是从别的地方迁移到这里，因为那个时候以色列人被迁移到了叙利亚。
So put it plainly, the Jews hated the Samaritans, the Samaritans didn't like the Jews.
所以基本上可以讲，犹太人非常不喜欢撒玛利亚人，而撒玛利亚人也蛮讨厌犹太人。
So many Jews, actually most Jews in those days, if they went from Judea up to Galilee, they would go to the east side of the Jordan, go around Samaria, so they don't have to go through Samaria.
基本上，一般的以色列人如果要从南到北的话，他们会过了河，往这个东边这样走过去，而不愿意经过撒玛利亚。
But it's interesting is that Jesus had to go to Samaria.
但这个圣经却告诉我们说，耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚。
It's as if he had a date to meet.
好像他在那里有一个约会。
And so as our story opens today,
所以今天我们的故事是怎么开始的？
It is really improbable scene.
他告诉我，好像一个非常不可能发生的一件事情。
There's this young Jewish rabbi and the Samaritan woman.
有一个年轻的犹太的老师。跟这个撒玛利亚夫人
sitting by this famous Palestinian well,
而坐在这个巴勒斯坦一个非常有名的井边
right around noon time,
时间是正午左右
on what must be a hot and dusty day because Jesus was very tired.
那一天一定又热又干，因为在这里告诉我们说耶稣疲乏。
This is a real scene.
这个好像看起来不可能发生的一幕。
Jesus journeys through Samaria.
耶稣经过撒玛利亚。
He is Jewish, she is Samaritan.
他是犹太人，这个女的是撒玛利亚人。
He's a man, she's a woman.
他是一个男的，这是一个妇女。
And this is the middle of the day.
而是在日正当中的时候。
And it says nobody is around.
没有一个人在身边。
It says conveniently that Jesus' disciples had left to buy food in town.
这里告诉我们说，耶稣的门徒都进了城去买东西了。
I don't know why it takes 12 people to buy 13 people's lunch.
我不知道为什么需要12个人去买13个人的午餐。
So here we have 2 people.
所以在这里有两个人
whose life orbits are very unlikely to intersect.
他们人生的轨道是非常不可能能够有交接的。
Having this private conversation in the middle of the day in a very public place.
但是却在日正当中的时候，在这个非常公众的地方，有一个非常个人性的谈话。
Yeah, so in fact, we find that God often orchestrates circumstances and people so that we may have a very heartfelt conversation with Him.
我常常觉得神在我们的生命中也是这个样，他好像在那里调整掌管。各种不同的事情，不同的人，使得我们能够到最后跟他有一个个人性的心与心的交流。
Yeah, a conversation that will change our lives.
而这一起谈话会改变我们的生命。
In this lengthy passage, I'm going to focus on 3 things that Jesus said.
这一段经文很长，但是我跟大家会提出三点。
The first one is in verse 10.
第一点是在第十节。
In verse 10, Jesus says to her, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is that asks you for a drink."
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你这活水。
If you knew.
如果你知道。
You know, every Christian in their life.
在每一个基督徒一生
have this unique story to tell.
每个人都有自己的故事。
When they encounter Jesus for the first time.
我们是怎么样第一次遇见耶稣的？
When we first encountered Jesus, we discovered, Holy Night.
我们第一次真正认识到耶稣的时候，常常的反应就是：如果我早知道
，If I knew the gift of God,
如果我早就知道神的恩赐
，the generosity of
God, 如果我早知道神的慷慨
，the grace of God,
他的恩典
，If I knew it,
如果我早一点知道
，I would long have given my life.
我早就会把我的生命给了他。
Do you remember in Genesis 28?
你记不记得在创世纪第二十八章？
Jacob was at a place called Bethel.
雅各在一个叫做 Bethel 的地方。
And he had a dream.
他有一个梦。
He dreamed of a staircase.
记不记得他梦到有一个天梯。
And the angels were going up and
down. 然后就看到天使在梯子上上上下下。
And when he woke up in the morning,
他们早上醒过来的时候
he said, Wow, surely the Lord was in this place, and I was not aware of it.
他怎么样讲呢？他说：“哦，神一定是在这个地方，而我却不知道。”
I was not aware.
我却不知道。
You know, there comes a moment when I look back at my own life.
当我回顾我自己的一生
，I suddenly realize.
我会突然意识到。
At that moment, God made me recognize He was so close all my life.
我这一生，他都跟我非常非常的亲近，却在那一刻使我认识到。
And I discovered that He is real.
我认识到他是真的。
And I came to know Him.
我才认识到他。
I wonder if today you have experienced that before in your life.
我不知道今天你有经历过这个样子的一刻。
The fact is that God arranged many things in your life so that you may have the opportunity.
神在这一生安排了很多很多的事情，使得你有认识他的机会。
You may think they seem like accidents.
你可能觉得这些好像都是很意外的一些事情。
But the fact is, everything is interconnected in our life.
但在我们的一生，很多的事情是彼此相关连接的。
It is not an accident you're here this morning.
所以我说，今天早上你在这里不是一个意外。
Romans 8:28 says, All things work together for the good of those who love God.
罗马书八章二十八节告诉我们说，叫万事互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
The first time we inclined to want to know God.
当我们第一次心里突然意识到，我们很想认识他。
And we looked up all the stars and said, I wish I could know you, God.
可能有一天你抬头看到那么多的星星，你心里突然就会说。真的很想认识这个神。
God has already started setting in motion the steps that will take you to encounter Him.
在那一刻，神已经在安排各种不同的事件、机会，使得你能够认识他。
When we think about how we died here,
让我们想到我们怎么今天在这里。
It's really quite amazing.
真的是非常的奇妙。
You know, life is all about human free will and God's sovereignty.
人生真的是神的主权跟人的意识中间共同起来的一个结果。
Yeah, it's a mystery to us how our choices can be real choices with God's sovereignty still in the
world. 有时候我们有点想不通，因为对我们而言是一个奥秘，就是我的自由选择。怎么是一个真正的自由选择，而这一切都在神的主权之下呢？
God gives us free will.
神是给了我们选择。
But He uses these decisions to accomplish His purpose.
但是他使用我们的选择来完成他的旨意。
Think about when we think back about how we got here this morning.
当我们两个今天想到我们今天怎么会站在这里。
Well, it's because it was a morning on a Thursday, August 26, 1982. And at that morning, we had breakfast together for the first time.
那一天早上，我们两个在一起吃早饭。
And
why did we have breakfast that morning? 为什么那天早上我们会在一起吃早饭呢？
Because
Because we were at a Christian retreat.
因为我们是在一个基督徒的退休会。
And that night, the night before, August 25th, that evening, I made a decision to receive Jesus.
而在那一天的前面，就是礼拜三的晚上呢，在晚上的聚会里面，我决志接受了耶稣。
Why did I decide to receive Jesus that evening, the night before?
为什么我会在礼拜三的晚上决定接受耶稣呢？
Well, because the speaker for that retreat that night, he looked at the audience and he said, you know, I know there's a few of you who are not yet Christians.
因为那天晚上的讲员，那天站在那里要讲道的时候，他突然说，我注意到在你们中间还有几个不是基督徒。
So I'm going to change my message. I'm going to talk to non-Christians tonight about how to become Christian.
所以我改了我的信息，我今天要对这些还没有信耶稣的人讲一个信息。
And why did on Wednesday night he notice that there are some non-Christians?
为什么在星期三的晚上他会注意到有一些还不是基督徒呢？
Because two nights before, on Monday night, I was in a Bible study with him.
因为在那个之前的两个晚上，礼拜一的晚上，我刚好跟这个人在同一个小组查经里面。
And he noticed that this guy doesn't know anything.
他注意到这个人完全对圣经不懂。
We were studying the book of Romans, chapter 3, and this passage hit me. It said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
另一天晚上，礼拜一的晚上，我们查的经文是罗马书三章二十三节，说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。而我突然就是觉得这个话在对我说。
I had many questions.
我就有很多的问题。
And he noticed.
他注意到。
So, why was I doing Bible study that Monday night?
为什么那个礼拜一的晚上我会去参加这个查经呢？
Well, because I actually was supposed to be fishing.
事实上，我本来是应该在钓鱼的。
I didn't want to go to the party.
我并不想去，也不要去这个茶经。
But we were at a retreat, and the weather was terrible.
但是我去参加了这个退休会，而那天天气非常不好。
There was no fish.
所以没有鱼钓到。
I couldn't even go out. The rain was so heavy.
我根本都连出去都不能出去，因为雨下得很大。
So I sat there in a Bible study and listened to them.In Chinese.
所以我就参加了那个查经，听他们用中文来查经。
So how did we get here today?
我们今天怎么会在这里？
Well, because there was a storm on a Monday 31 years ago, and I had nowhere to go but a Bible study.
因为31年的一个礼拜一的晚上，外面下大雨。使我没有办法非得参加一个查经。
You know, all things work together for good.
你知道万事互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
Jacob said, "Surely the Lord is in this place."
雅各说，神真的就是在这个地方。
And I think,
那我今年不知道。
God is so much closer to our lives than we can sense.
事实上，神跟我们的距离非常的近的，只是有时候我们感受不到。
Jesus said to this woman, "If you knew."
耶稣对这个女人说：“如果你知道。
”Who it is?
你如果知道，想跟你说的。
It's the gift of God. Who it is that asks you for it?
你如果知道神的恩赐和对你所说话的这个人是谁的话。
Then they pursued this interesting conversation.
然后他们就开始了这个非常有趣的一个对话。
Conversation about water.
开始是讲到水。
Yeah, and it seemed like they're talking at cross purposes.
他们两个讲的好像是有一点牛头不对马嘴，讲不同的东西。
Yeah, she says, well, she's talking about water. She said, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where can you get this water?
因为这个女的讲的就是水。他想的就是水。他说：“这个井又深，你又没有倒水的东西，你这个水从哪里来？”
And Jesus seems to be talking about something else.
但耶稣好像是在讲另外一个东西。
Something deeper.
更深的。
He said, "If I would give you living water."
因为耶稣跟他说：“我会给你活水。”
He says, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst."
他 他说人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Then it would become a spring of water welling into eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Yeah. In verse 15, she says, well, sir, give me this water so I don't get thirsty.
有这个妇人回答说，快把这个水给我，这个样我可以不要再渴了。
Now, we don't know if she really understands that Jesus is talking about eternal life.
我们不知道她是不是意识到、了解到耶稣在这里讲的是永生。
Or maybe she's just being sarcastic.
或者她就有一点讽刺。
She says, oh yeah, sure, give me that water.
她说，啊，好吧，把那个水给我吧。
But then the conversation takes a very sharp turn in verse 16.
但是第十六节好像这个对话突然转了一个大弯。
And this is the second thing I want to point out.
这个是并我要跟大家所提供的第二点。
Jesus said, "Go call your husband."
耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫来着。
That's a very strange request.
你不会觉得耶稣这个要求很奇怪吗？
She's talking about water, living water.
这个女的讲的是水，然后讲到耶稣要给的活水。
Why does he change the subject?
耶稣为什么要改题目？
The passage goes on.
这个经文接着讲下去。
Says, I have no husband.
这个妇女说，我没有丈夫。
And Jesus said, you were right.
耶稣说，你说的对吧。
Jesus, in fact, if you have had five husbands, and the man that you are now with is not your husband.
耶稣说，你已经有了五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
What you say is right.
你这话是真的。
He says, you know, you are correct.But we could actually be a little more correct than what she said.
Yeah, 耶稣说对你讲的没有错，但是我可以把你更真实的一些事情讲出来。
And sir, she says, I can see that you are a prophet.
这个妇人回答说，先生，我可以看得出你是一个先知。
Yeah, I can see that you're a prophet.
我可以看出你是一个先知。
Why the sudden turn in subject?
为什么你觉得耶稣要突然改话题呢？
So I will tell you, in the journey towards God, it will always be this moment.
我跟你讲，当你在寻找神的旅途的时候，你一定会经历过这一个经历，这样的转化。
Moment of uncomfortable.
在那一刻，你会觉得很不舒服。
This light, this moment of piercing conviction.
因为在这一刻，你心里会突然认识到一件事情。
It's like God shines the light into our lives.
好像神一个光射到了你的生活里。
We start to squirm.
你接到这个光，事实上你会坐立不安。
Yeah, because we see some truth about ourselves.
因为这个光，我们会看到自己真实的面目。
It's like we're being exposed by God.
好像神把我们暴露出来了。
But this is a necessary journey.
哎，这是一个非常重要、必须要经过的。
You may want to avoid spotlight.
因为我们常常。就是希望能够不要被这个光暴露。
And how we respond in that moment is critical.
你知道在那一刻你怎么样的反应非常的重要。
She could have said, well, we'll call my husband, none of your business.
这个女的反应可能可以说，要我去叫我的丈夫，这个与你无关，你管不着。
She could have said, you know, but do you have a wife?
她可能可以反过来说，哦，你呢？你有太太吗？但他的回答却是你没有丈夫。
It is something deep in her heart.
因为这个是他心里很深的一个东西。
It's a truth that bites at her.
一个这个真实的事情是让他心痛的一个事情。
She's had five husbands.
他曾经有五个丈夫。
The man she's with is not her husband.
而现在跟他在一起的这个人并不是他的丈夫。
We may think that she's a loose woman.
我们可能觉得，哎呀，这个女的是很。
And maybe she's viewed that way because she had to go get water in the middle of the day when no one else is around this time.
可能别人也这样看她，所以她要顶着大太阳，中午的时候去打水。
But I'm more sympathetic to her.
但是我对她比较同情。
No, because you know when I got to know Jesus, I was 24 years old and I was very messed up.
因为当我认识神的时候，耶稣的时候，我只有24岁，而我那个时候的生活真的是满一团糟。
You know, maybe she's just an idealist.
也许她就是一个有理想的人。
She just wishes the next one would work.
她可能就盼望说，哎， 下一个可能就对了，就找对了。
You know, many young people, they carry around this little hope in their hearts.
今天很多的年轻人心里都有这个希望、盼望。
She thinks, they think that if I could just find a right person.
如果我找对了人
No, life would be okay.
如果我找对了人，我得我这一生就好了。
I just find my soulmate.
如果我能找到我灵魂的伴侣
My one true love.
如果我找到了一个真爱
Yeah, deep down,The modern man has a longing soul that is greatly empty.
现代人的心里，真的，他的灵魂里有一个很深很大的空虚。
Everyone is deeply searching for something to be understood, to be loved.
我们每一个人都是渴慕，都在寻找被爱，被人家接受，被人家认识。
Maybe she's not that different.
可能他和我们并没有太多的差别。
Because she's based her hope longing towards that.
因为她把她的盼望就摆在这一个愿望上。
You know, Lily and I, we got married only 8 months after we met.
我们俩认识八个月就结婚了。
We were engaged in 4 months.
四个月就订婚了。
How could we be so sure? We're not like a good model for Christian dating.
我们并不是一个很好的模范，但是怎么可能这么短的时间就这么肯定呢？
One reason was because, you know, when we got to know each other, we discovered we were so alike.
因为有一点就是，当我们两个认识的时候，我们发现我们俩非常的相似。
So when we opened up to each other, we discovered, boy, we're both a mess.
当我们两个愿意彼此坦诚的时候，我们发现我们彼此都是白一趟。
And maybe I'll just, so just before the I told you we met in the morning on a Thursday.
我刚刚跟你讲，我们是在一个比较冷的早上见面的。
I'll just ask Lily to tell the story from her side.
我跟大家讲，可能不用翻译吧，先用中文讲。就是为什么我们会认识？就是我需要去那个，这是一个基督教的退休会，那我是那个教会负责活动的一个人，但是。这个当时安排的时候呢，我就答应说要做活动，但是在整个安排的这个过程的时候，我的男朋友那时候已经跟我很好蛮久的了，突然一下就背叛我，就喜欢上了另外一个女孩子，而且那我当然是非常非常伤心了。但是让我很最难过的就是他会把那新的女朋友也带到那个退休会去，所以我心里有很大的挣扎，因为我。想去读退休会，但是又有一个责任，所以我就只有顺服神就去了。在那个退休会的时候，我事实上他想说礼拜三晚上圣灵坛讲到，我都更不记得，因为我只记得自己坐在一个角落里，在偷偷的流泪，因为非常的难过。但是礼拜三的晚上，就是这个聚会结束以后，我走出来，蛮伤心的，因为。然后突然有一个人过来抓在我的胳膊上，我抬头一看，我说：“哎，李老师，李老师就是他的妈妈。”那李老师，我说：“什么事？”他说：“我儿子信主了，绝志了。”我那时候还不知道他儿子是谁，所以他说：“就刚刚吃晚饭，我坐在你旁边的一个人。”我说：“哦哦哦，我还以为他只是一个高中生，我真的不知道。”所以，但是第二天早上，礼拜四的早上，对我是非常重要的一个早上，因为那天一早，我很早起来，我就到那个湖边哈，它是在一个山子底下湖边，我就在那里祷告，因为我心里很痛，所以我在那一刻，我真的是把自己完全交托在神的手中。我跟神的祷告，我还记得很清楚，我说神，我非常的愚蠢，我不知道怎么样去寻找配偶。我现在愿意完全顺服在你们面前，你要我单身，我愿意单身，请你给我恩典跟力量。但是如果你不要我单身的话，你给我的这个人一定要是你给我的，我绝对自己不愿意再按照我自己的标准，我自己的喜好去找了。当我非常诚恳的祷告完了以后，我就从山底下往上山上走，就在那一刻看到一个年轻人。从山上往下走，就我们两个人，全部的人都还在睡觉，还在吃早饭，我们俩就在半山碰到了。这是我第一次意识到，哦， 原来你就是那个昨天晚上觉知的你的爱，所以。
I was pretty messed up at the time.
那个时候我也是一塌糊涂。
I had been wondering about whether God really exists for a long time.
我已经好久了，一直在思想到底有没有神这件事情。
And I was in an unhealthy relationship.
我是在那时候有一段很不健康的关系。
But I could not let go.
但是我却又放不掉。
But that retreat and that evening.When I received Christ, changed my life.
但是那个晚上，我接受耶稣基督，我一生就改变了。
I really met the man that this woman met.
我真的遇到了这个那个妇女遇到的那一位。
And I discovered that he had decided to
look for all my life. 我发现了这一位就是我一生所寻找的。
You know, the Danish philosopher Soren Kierkegaard.
有一个齐克果，就是一个 Danish 丹麦的一个哲学家，这样说过。
He said, "Sin, what is sin?"
他说什么是罪
？Sin is trying to find our identity apart from God.
是罪，就是希望在神之外的东西发现我们自己的定位。
You take something that is not God.You treat it as God.
你把一个不是神的东西，而把它当作神来对待。
This could be anything.
这可以是任何一个东西。
It could be your dream person.
可能就是你的梦中所梦想的那一位。
Your career.
可能你的事业。
But whatever you treat as God.
但是无论怎么样，你把它当作神的话，
you would have to serve.
你就必须要服侍这一个。
This woman, she's had 500.
这个女的曾经有过五位丈夫。
She keeps thinking that this is going to work the next time.
她可能一直在想，下一次，下一次就成功了。
We all do a lot of stupid things in our life.
我们一生都做了很多很愚蠢的事情。
Today, when we talk to our children,
今天当我们跟我们的孩子们谈话的时候，
and they're doing stupid things.
我们看到我们的孩子在做愚蠢的事情。
My heart hurts.
我的心好痛。
But I just find encouragement in what Lily reminded me.
但是我太太讲的话鼓励了我。
She told me, you know, Charles, the rottenest plum makes the sweetest jam.
因为她说那个熟透的最透的那个李子做出来的果酱最甜。
最烂。
最烂的。
最烂的。
我不愿意这个样子。
When we look back on our lives, that has been so true.
但是当我们的一生根本就是最烂的李子做出最烂的。
Look how Jesus talks to this woman.
你看耶稣怎么样跟这个妇女说话
？So gentle,
这么样的
温柔 ，tender，
这个样子的充满爱心
，so firm，
但是却这个样子的肯定。他就说去叫你的丈夫来。
She says, I have no husband.
You
are honest. And he says, yes, that's a fact. That's the way it is. That's how it happened.
当他愿意诚实的时候，耶稣就告诉他说，对，你讲的对，你就是这样，就这么回事。
When she confessed her sins honestly.
当他愿意把自己的罪认出来的时候。
She didn't dodge the question.
当他没有躲避这个问题的时候。
She started to have this real conversation.
他才真正开始与耶稣有个谈话。
Why do you think Jesus went out so far out of his way? Do you think he went out of his way just to embarrass her?
你想耶稣为什么要经过这么多的困难，走了这么远到这里，就是让他觉得很尴尬羞耻吗
？No, he wanted to give her a chance to come clean.
不是的，是因为耶稣要给他这个机会，让他能够成为清清洁洁的在神面前。
He wanted to give her a new life.
他要给他一个新的生命。
He wanted to tell her, "You make the sweetest jam."
他要告诉他说，你可以成为最甜的果酱。但你必须要把你的心打开。
Be honest about where you are.
你需要诚诚恳恳、诚诚实实的告诉神说，我就是这个。
They have this conversation right after this.
然后他们就接着有以下这一段谈话。
You know, she says, you know, I see you are a prophet, and she says, yeah, but we have a problem, you know. We Samaritans, we worship on the mountain, and you guys, you worship in Jerusalem in the temple.
那这个妇人就说，我看出你是一个先知，但我们中间有问题。因为我们撒玛利亚人说要在这个山上敬拜，你们犹太人说要在耶路撒冷敬拜。
Maybe you know she has. Some people say she's just changing the topic.
有人说可能她就是故意改话题。
I don't think so.
但我没有认为，而且
这是一个很 legitimate question.
我觉得她问的这是一个很合理的问题。
He is Jewish. She's Samaritan. How can he tell her about God?
这个是犹太人，那个是耶路撒玛利亚人，这个人怎么可能告诉他关于神的事情？
You know, we ask questions. We say, you know, what about denominations? What about organizations? What about Baptists versus the Methodists?
有时候我们也会问这些问题。那你们为什么有那么多宗派呢？又是浸信会，又是长老会呢？
Yeah, but look what Jesus said.
但是你看耶稣怎么样？
He says the time is come and is now.
他说时候到了，现在就是了。
That we neither true worshippers neither worship on the mountain nor in the temple.
那真正敬拜的人也不在山上拜，也不在耶路撒冷。
They worship in spirit and in truth.
而是用心灵跟真实拜。
Spirit and
truth. 心灵和真实。
He says, you know, you have the passport into God.
你是可以进到神国的。
You open your heart and in spirit and in truth.
只要你把心打开，以心灵和真实来拜他。
Like a little child.
就像一个小孩。
Then the kingdom of God is here and now.
神的国就在此，就此时此刻在这里。
He says these are the worshippers God is looking for.
因为神就在寻找这个样子的人。
God is looking for.
神就是在找这个。
That means it's pretty rare. He has to look for it.
代表说这个样的人不多，神还要去找。
Yeah, God says if I am real.
神说如果我是真的。我真诚地对你，你愿意真诚地对我
？Yes, that gets to the third.
我们现在就可以进到第三点。
Yeah, she says, well, you know, I know that the Messiah is coming.
这个妇人说，我知道弥赛亚要来了。
Yeah, and when he comes, he'll explain everything to me.
他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我。
And Jesus says, I who speak to you and
耶稣说：“这和你所说话的就是他。”
I am.
我就是他。
Jesus went through all this without him. I am the one.
耶稣经过了这么多的麻烦，就是要告诉这个妇女，我就是你所找的那一位。
Then you are a finite being. When you look for the infinite God, it's difficult.
你是一个有限的人。当一个有限的人要寻找无限的神是非常困难的。
But the infinite God comes up for you.
但当无限的神愿意下来寻找这个有限的你。
When he shows up in front of you.
当他站在你的面前。
And when you are face to face with him.
而当你与他面对面的时刻。
I mean,
你怎么样回应呢？
I am.
因为他告诉你，我就是他。
Because in the end, Christianity is not about where we worship.Of who is right in history.
因为基督教并不是在争论我们应该在哪里敬拜，到底谁是对，谁是错。
It's not even about abstract concepts like theology or grace or reality.
甚至不是讲到什么是神学，什么是恩典，什么是事实。
It's recognizing that Jesus said, I am.
而是能认识到耶稣说我就是他。
It's a living relationship with this Jesus.
就是与这个耶稣有一个活生生的关系。
A deep intimacy to know him and to be known by him.
在你的心里跟他中间有个很亲密的关系，你认识他，而且被他认识。
To be loved, to be cherished by the one who created
you. 一个创造你的人，让他来爱你，让他来珍惜你。
This is the central message of God.
福音的中心就是这个。
God is looking for you.
神在找你。
And Jesus is I am.
耶稣说，我就是他。
And on this last.Great day of the feast.
在这一个
in a couple of three chapters later.
在第七章的时候，耶稣讲到有这个很大的一个
When he got up at the feast, the chapter 7, verse 37-38, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
也是末日，就是最大的那一日。耶稣站着高声地说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从那腹中要流出活水的江河。”
You can see, even as she's talking to him, she's changing.
你知道，这个妇人在跟他一面讲话，她的生命就改变了。
She's so excited.
她非常的兴奋。
That she ran out of.
然后她就跑出去了，跑回到了那个城里。
Yeah. So she started telling everybody about her. She said, "Look at this man who talked to me, who told me about my whole life."
她就跟大家说，你看这个人，他把我一生的事情都讲出来了。
The Messiah.
他可能就是那个弥赛亚。
All her private humiliation, she translated into some sort of public proclamation.
以前她那个羞耻的藏起来的东西，现在她整个都打开来了，告诉所有人。
Jesus, I am the one who put the wonder in your heart when you look at the stars and the moon.
耶稣说，我就是那一位。当你看到日出的时候，你心中的那一种感受是因为我而来。
I'm the one who gave music to the brook in spring.
我就是当小溪在走的时候，你听到那美妙的音乐。
I am the one you've been looking for, really.
我就是那个你真正寻找。
I died so you could live.
我死了使你能够活。
I was beaten so you could be healed.
我受的鞭伤使你能够得到医治。
I was pierced so you were made whole.
我被刺伤使你能够健全。
I was condemned so you could receive forgiveness of God.
我受咒诅使得你能够得到神的赦免。
And I'm the one that brought you to this place this morning.
今天早上是我把你带到这里。
To this point in your life.
在此时此刻。
So that you may know me.
使得你能够认识我,
and that you may surrender your life.
你跟我能够把你的一生降服在我的。 耶稣说的就是他。 Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you entered into a messy world. Messy.
谢谢你进入了这个一塌糊涂的世界，愿意要进入来寻找这个一塌糊涂的人。
You give us the chance to know.
你给我们认识你的机会。Have
you life?
使我们可能有亲身的。To
experience life afresh.
来经历一个崭新的生命。We
thank you that you go through this much trouble to talk to this woman 2,000 years ago.
2,000年以前，你花了这么多的麻烦，为了要跟这个井边的妇女。
And even today, you go through so much trouble to talk to each of us.
甚至今天，你也是花了很多的功夫，使得我们能够与你谈话。This
morning, help us open our hearts.
今天早上，愿你帮助我们打开我们的心。To
worship in spirit and in truth.
用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。And
to experience afresh.
来崭新的经历。
Reality of your presence.
你在我们生命中的存在。奉耶稣基督的名。